I want you to picture your loyalty to me. Your desire to protect me from everything. To be my champion. I am the High Inquisitor. And while many might fear me, you love me. With a passion that surpasses any other possible light in your life. And yet we are clerics of a sort, paladins, to purity, to the light. And so, while our relationship is a intimate and intense one, it is also above reproach. We stare and being good little followers of our charge, we ignore all those impulses. Somehow I can get to everywhere else in life and find my goal and achieve it. But here we've behaved so well so long. And so we are chased. Until one day, you're in the cathedral. The worshippers surround you. They chant, they cheer, they meditate, and they obey. And there's a commotion outside of those gigantic, ornate cathedral doors. They open, and amongst the corpses of your brotherhood, you see these heroes. They think of themselves, but really they are just infidels. They are just vermin. They are just bugs that need to be exterminated, a blight that needs to be cleansed. And they strike you down. And that's where I want you to picture yourself, lying on the floor broken. Adventurer standing over top. And the doors behind you burst open. And with my blonde hair so white it's platinum, flying out behind me, barely constrained by my cap, breast pushing with emotion, I burst through. And I come to you.
Arise, my champion! How dare they? Dare they? Oh, I will destroy them all. I have them in a deep sleep for now, my champion, but once I heal you, once I make you whole once more, we will kill them all. My champion, it is over. It is done. They are no more. Are you okay? Have they harmed you? I shall heal you. Just relax. My hand over top of you, just concentrate on the light. Streaming from it down inside of you. Just relax and feel the warmth as my power heals you. My champion. Just relax. You know I thought I'd lost you for a moment there. And they are dead. For their heresy. For their impudence in harming my champion. But I must confess, I felt something I should not have. It is wrong for one that is in service of the light to want what I want. I cannot.
What?
You. You too have had these thoughts. We shouldn't. We cannot. It is forbidden. What if our followers were to find out?
Oh, you're right. They're all already dead. These heroes took care of that.
So if we were to... If we did... No one would ever know. No one can ever know. And yet... I need it. I need you. My champion. Come into my chambers. I will lead you to a new life. I don't know where to start. All my life I've kept myself so chaste. I know I've seen male attention, and yet everyone fears me too much to ever suggest anything improper, as they should. And yet, despite all the hatred inside of me, the years of pain pent up that I release upon every single scourge I kill, every undead scum, I will rid the earth of them and I will cleanse it, all of Azeroth. Every single undead, they will be cleansed. I have a passion, I know. But you're the only person who sees past it. My champion. Today, when I thought I lost you, I felt something like I never have before. I needed you. I needed you to be okay. As much as I love the light and the Lord, I love you more. Sacrilege. I should resign my position, but I won't, because I have a purpose and only I can carry it out. But... Yet I am weak. But not anymore. I will take my weakness and I will turn it into a strength. I will fuck you, and by our passion, I will become even more committed to my purpose. Fucking a subordinate is rarely proper, but in this case, I think we can see it as me binding you even further to me. I know you are more loyal than any. I know your loyalty goes even deeper than just the purely rapturous. So take off your clothes. Take off your armor. I will help you remove it piece by piece. Every single time a piece of armor comes off of you, I get more and more excited. More and more. Well, I think I can only describe it as wet. I feel moist. I feel warm and hot. And my stomach is trilling, and take off more, I beg of you, my champion. Take off more till you are naked before me. Oh, I want to see all of you. Every inch of flesh. You're perfect.
And now, I suppose, for me. Let me just roam before you. Let your eyes just linger and pause. I see you as your eyes stroke my body, over my breast, over my legs, my thighs. I see where you stare at my deepest of secrets.
What, did you think I would be modest? I face everything
front on. I am not one to cower even before weak desires of the flesh.
If I must give in, I will do so with abandon.
I will lead and take you, and you will follow as you always do, my champion.
So that when I say the words, you can't help but respond.
So much earlier I used them to rouse your spirit back into your body to resurrect you from those filthy heroes and what they did to you. I was so scared I had lost you. But by the light I can heal, and by the light I brought you back, and by the light I'm going to fuck your brains out.
Arise, my champion.
I don't think I'll be able to help but say that to you multiple times tonight.
Arise, my champion.
You know what I want to come up? Feel me as I sink down. If our minions weren't all dead, imagine what they would think of this. High Inquisitor White Mane fucking her champion. Riding him from on top. I'm pretty sure they would have pictured me on top.
Arise, my champion. Arise, my champion. The scourge will fall before us with you as my consort. I'm a paladin of light. Lay your hands upon me and... my lord. My lord. Arise, my champion. Arise. For the Scarlet Crusade. For the Lord of the Light. Arise, my champion. and any of those who would deny our passion, who would dare to stand in our way. They become the enemy. They become the scourge, and we will smite them. Any who would stand.